When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
With my man Chris Canty, I'm Freddie Coleman, in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What do you think of Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets now with his team of 2-1? And he has been dominant in the NBA playoffs. 888-729-3776. And Chris Canty, I'm going to let him take the floor. He's got a little bit of an issue with Nikola Jokic. Not with him as a player, but the love that Jokic has gotten from a certain guy named Jay Will. Jay Williams from KJM on ESPN Radio in the morning.
I think he will be the most offensively skilled, big, the best there is before it's all said and done. I firmly believe that. You tell me all the numbers are going to start to skew in that direction. If he doesn't get injured, the numbers are going to speak for themselves.
Bishop Canty, the floor is yours.
Well, here's the problem with going by the numbers. It doesn't take into account the era that a guy played in. I mean, has it ever been easier to score points in the NBA? Points are cheap in today's NBA, and then when you look at the style of play, it's much more wide open. Teams are playing with a whole lot more pace, and so it lends itself to Nikola Jokic putting up bigger numbers when it comes to distributing the basketball. Now, I won't take away from his skill set, being able to pass, having court vision. I won't take away from being fundamentally sound, having awesome footwork, and being able to score the basketball on all three levels. But I have a problem with the notion that he's going to be the most skilled big ever solely based on numbers. That's the part that catches me off guard. Like, it's such a subjective thing because of the era that he plays in. It doesn't provide the historical context that you need in order to have the conversation. And furthermore, I resent the implication, I'm using a lot of cations here.
Yes, you are.
That Jokic is more skilled than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had the most unstoppable shot the game has ever seen. Yes. I have a problem with saying Jokic is more skilled offensively than Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, the guy that mentored Kobe in off seasons to teach him the dream shake. You're talking about Kobe Bryant, the top five player of all time, who went to see Hakeem to learn something about offense. Think about, like, saying that Jokic is more skilled than Tim Duncan, I just think that these are, it's so ridiculous to make that claim. Is he going to be in the conversation for the most skilled big? Absolutely. Is he going to have these numbers in his favor? The advanced analytics, win share, and player efficiency rating, value over replacement, all of the things, box plus minus, he's going to have all of that. But that still doesn't allow you to compare apples to apples when it comes to how skilled some of the bigs from yesteryear were. It just doesn't. And so that's the part that frustrates me with making that type of claim. Is he the best player in the league right now? You're damn right he is.
Right.
And he's proved that this postseason. Is he one of the best bigs in the last 20, 25 years? You're damn right he is. He's earned that. But saying that Nikola Jokic, based on what we've seen the last few years, is going to be the greatest skilled big offensively of all time, I can't buy into that.
Two things about what you just said. Number one, you're exactly right in terms of it's still too early to tell what Nikola Jokic is going to wind up being. It's the ultimate prisoner of the moment, more like the inmate of the moment when it comes to Nikola Jokic, because a lot of people love the fact that he's been able to shut a lot of people up who had doubts about him carrying a team to a championship, even winning a championship, because a lot of those Joel Embiid supporters and other guys like that, other people like that, they've been really, really quiet because Jokic has been able to do this on a national stage. So I'm with you on that one. That's number one. But here's something else that it doesn't bother me so much what Jay Will say. I mean, I've known Jay Will for more than a minute. Whether I agree or disagree with him, I understand where he's coming from. But how about just appreciating somebody in the moment and what they're doing right now? We don't need to add historical context when somebody or some team is doing something great. It's like we can't enjoy the fact that we see a guy that's a combination of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, with his skill set and his ability to pass the ball, make shots, be an underrated defender. You mentioned that before we got started, how he really has defended the rim in this series and how he defended the rim against the Lakers in the previous series in the Western Conference Finals. Whatever happened to enjoying somebody, having that kind of ability, playing that way, playing at a great level? We don't need to say all of a sudden to put him in the same category as the greats of the game whose careers have been long over. How about just enjoy what he's doing right now? They pulled the same nonsense when Steph Curry was doing his thing, trying to put him in greatest shooter, greatest player of all time conversation. Like, just enjoy that the guy brings that kind of eye candy to the game and not try to say he's this compared to that and that and that. It drives me nuts, Chris, when people do that, when players are having great moments, to try to add historical context with other guys and comparing them from different eras, like you said.
Well, a few things there, OG. First of all, Steph Curry is the greatest shooter the game has ever seen.
Like, I'm not disputing that.
No, I know. But we can actually say that in real time while his career is going on. He's the greatest shooter that the game has ever seen. I don't think you'll find players across generations in the NBA that will actually dispute that. Everybody openly acknowledges greatest shooter in the game,
fair.
Steph Curry. That's
fair.
Cool. Now, as far as Jokic in the narrative around him coming into the postseason, I was one of the people that had their, that was pounding the table for Joel Embiid to be the MVP over Jokic this year because of Embiid's impact on the defensive end and that not necessarily being something that was quantifiable, right? Like that's what I was saying that. And I underrated Jokic's ability to be able to impact the game on the defensive end.
Right.
But we saw that in game three.
Yep.
As the primary defender against the Heat in game three, Miami shot 3-19 from the field. Like, that's how good Nikola Jokic was defensively. Yeah, he's never going to be a rim protector in the true sense of the word, but he's going to make it difficult for people to get shots in their spots, and he's going to end the defensive possession by getting the rebound, which is something that he does really, really well. So I didn't appreciate just how good Nikola Jokic is. It's not just numbers. There's a lot of substance to his game, and you're seeing that bear itself out with his team competing at the highest level the sport has to offer and having a commanding lead in the NBA Finals. Now, to this last part about talking about players and comparison to all-time greats, I think that's just the trap that we fall into when we get so consumed with ring culture, right? We want to know what it all means. Okay, Nikola Jokic has got back-to-back MVPs. His team is on the verge of winning a championship. What does it all mean? And that's why we go back to some of the all-time greats, because you recognize that there might not necessarily be a comp, or there might not necessarily be somebody in contemporary basketball that you can compare him to. Like, you just don't have that. Like, there's nobody that's seeing eye to eye with Jokic in terms of exactly what he does on the court and what that means for his team. There's nobody that plays like him in today's NBA.
Absolutely.
Now, you're going to see more bigs do that.
Sure.
Just because I think he's going to inspire a style of basketball that's proven that you can win a championship, and it's a copycat league. But there's nobody that's doing what Jokic is doing from the center position. And so I think that's why people reach for guys like Hakeem Olajuwon and Tim Duncan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Wilt Chamberlain and Shaquille O'Neal, just because there's nobody in today's game that you can compare him to.
Greeny with Chris Canty and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Lou in the great city of Nashville, Music City, wants to weigh in on Nikola Jokic and his genius at 888-729-3776. Sweet Lou, what you got, my friend?
Hey, I was, Canty stole my thunder. I think a lot of these big guys are going to see this series, because I'm telling you, I haven't seen Jokic play like at all. And I'm an avid NBA watcher. You know, I don't stay up late to watch West Coast games typically, but his exposure is going to change the NBA. I'm saying there's going to be more coaches, more players that have the skills, like the new kid who's coming in right now.
Wembanyama
has all these skills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has the skills. If they get influenced by him at all, it's going to be a very interesting league. I can't believe how well he protects and is able to pass the ball. If you ever notice, he is trying to do these fine passes, like between people. Mm-hmm. You know, he's amazing that way. I've been blown away. I've been watching the NBA, you know, 50 years, and I haven't seen anything like this.
One of the things about Nikola Jokic, and Chris, you'll appreciate this, is a football term. He throws people open.
Oh, no doubt.
Where he puts the ball where they're going to be, not where they are. But going to Lou's point about Lou not having a chance to see him playing late, this is the fault of the networks not putting Denver on in primetime positions until the playoffs got started. I know they play in the West Coast, but Nikola Jokic has been a back-to-back MVP. Didn't have a lot of national TV appearances in primetime or on Sunday afternoons or on Saturday nights compared to other people, Lakers, Knicks, Celtics, etc. So we can place the fault at a lot of people of the network because Nikola Jokic has not gotten his shine the way he should have gotten being a back-to-back MVP on the Denver Nuggets team that it wasn't long ago made the NBA Finals in the bubble where people really got a chance to see him in terms of that kind of spotlight.
Well, I ain't going to blame the networks now. Hold on now. We gotta reel that in, OG, because here's the deal. The Denver Nuggets have had a tremendous amount of regular season success over the last three or four seasons, but that hadn't equated to postseason success. Hell, coming into this postseason, they had the number one seed in the Western Conference, and we were looking at them like, are they a real contender? Everybody pointed to the Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns, and the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think those teams finished 5th, 6th, and 7th in the West.
Right.
Like, that's exactly what we were talking about. Like, those are the teams that we looked at as real title contenders. Maybe somebody might have had the Memphis Grizzlies out there, but nobody was checking for the Denver Nuggets.
But why not?
Nobody outside of Colorado believed that this team could be there because we saw in the past all of the numbers, all of the regular season success, the advanced analytics that lean in Jokic's favor, all of that meant nothing once we got to playoff-style basketball.
But they made the conference finals not too long ago. We gave more love
and
to
Philadelphia. And they got swept. Yeah, but they got swept in the conference finals.
But hold on a second, Chris. We gave more love to the Philadelphia 76ers. They haven't made the conference finals.
That's fair. But what we're saying is they got swept in the conference finals in the bubble back in 2020. Jamal Murray's injuries, Michael Porter's injuries over that course of time absolutely impacted what they could do once they got to the second season. But again, I think it speaks to a style of play that we haven't necessarily seen from a big equating to success at the highest levels of the sport. We just haven't seen it. Like, we've seen players like Joel Embiid before, and we've seen that lead to championships. We have. We haven't seen anything like Nikola Jokic, at least not in the last 20, 25 years, and had that lead to success. And so I think there was a healthy degree of skepticism about Denver and the way that they played coming into this postseason. But now I think everybody's realizing that that style of play can lead to a championship. And I think once they cement that aspect of it, there's going to be a whole lot more respect going to the Nuggets. And rightfully so.
I hope so.
I don't think primetime games will be a problem.
I hope so.
I think moving forward, we'll be talking about the Denver Nuggets potentially being on a dynastic run right now with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic because those guys are under contract for the foreseeable future and the core players that they're relying on as in a role in supporting roles isn't going anywhere.
I hope so because this way you can't place that at the feet of TNT, NBA TV, and ESPN and ABC because as far as I'm concerned, the networks did not do the Denver Nuggets a lot of service. The guys are back-to-back MVP and was not getting the love of the other guys who are not even in the class of Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight presented by Indeed on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Got Chris Canty and Freddie Coleman together. Don't forget you can watch Hashtag Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click on watch, look for Hashtag Greeny, and enjoy. We switch gears to the National Football League. We'll use the word doubt when it comes to quarterbacks and also another word that has to be involved with a bird. That's next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
Robert Saleh, the head coach of the New York Jets. He wants nothing to do with Hard Knocks.
I haven't gotten word or anything like that. I know there's several teams that would love for Hard Knocks to be in their building. We're just not one of them. So.
He's not trying to have that. Chris Canty, Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Well, Damian Woody played for the New York Jets. Part of the times he had a chance to play in the NFL with that team and the Patriots. He does a great job as an ESPN NFL analyst. Hit him on Twitter, Damian Woody. He joins us here on Greeny with Chris Canty and Freddie Coleman. All right, Damian, you heard that from Robert Saleh. How much are you believing or not believing that he wants Hard Knocks to have nothing to do with the New York Jets?
I tend to believe him. You know, Chris can speak to this as well. A lot of coaches look at that as just added distraction. You just want to be focused. There's going to be plenty of attention on that Jets team with Aaron Rodgers, and so you know a lot of these coaches don't want that added distraction of having all those cameras in there every single day, you know, filming for Hard Knocks.
Damian, what do you make of the Jets canceling their mini camp? Now, I get the reason behind it, that they've got the Hall of Fame game this year, so they'll have an extra week at training camp. They'll have an extra preseason game. But what did you make of them canceling their mini camp, especially knowing that they have a truncated timetable to take advantage of having Aaron Rodgers on as their quarterback?
Yeah, I look at it as they felt like they got everything accomplished that they wanted to get accomplished in the offseason program. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, unlike past previous years, he was there pretty much the duration of the whole offseason program, which was really encouraging. That's one of the things that a lot of people talked about, you know, when this transaction happened. Would Aaron Rodgers be there at the critical point in the offseason program, which is OTAs and minicamp? Mm-hmm. And he's been there. You know, Chris, you know this as well. Championships aren't won during the season. They're won in the offseason with those critical reps.
Yep.
And for Aaron Rodgers being there and getting those reps with, you know, the Alan Lazard, Garrett Wilson, all those guys is really a benefit going into training camp.
Two-time Super Bowl champion Damian Woody with Freddie Coleman and Chris Canty on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Garrett Bowles, the Broncos left tackle, he has had it with people dragging his quarterback, Russell Wilson. He said critics are going to have to eat crow in 2023. If he's going to be made to look like a prophet, Damian, what does Russell Wilson have to do to make him look good?
Well, I think a couple things. I think, number one, I think Sean Payton's going to have to play to Russell Wilson's strength. You know, what made Russell Wilson so good, you know, during his time in Seattle was, you know, not only being backed up by that defense out there, but obviously the improvising by Russell Wilson outside the pocket, you know, especially being the deep ball thrower that he is. He has weapons on the outside to take advantage of that. But I thought Russell Wilson lost a little bit of his athleticism last year. He looked a little slow, a little old. I think he's lost some weight, okay, which is good for any aging player. So I think if Sean Payton can extract that, get the most out of him as far as his athletic ability, that would go a long way towards getting Russell Wilson back on track again.
Damian, the Broncos also in the news today because they signed pass rusher Frank Clark. He was on the free agent marketplace. What do you make of that addition? What does that do for their team?
The game of football is simple. You got to have a quarterback that can deliver the ball, and you got to have guys that get after the opposing quarterback. So a guy like Frank Clark, who's been an accomplished guy, two-time Super Bowl champion, especially making his mark in the postseason, he's going to join a Denver Broncos team that has a couple of pass rushers. Obviously, Randy Gregory's out there. So, the more pass rush you have, the better opportunity you have at getting after the opposing quarterback.
One thing I've learned about quarterbacks, we know how they have the idiosyncrasies. Damian, you understand that being an offensive lineman. Chris, you understand that playing in the National Football League. And a lot of people wondering about Josh Allen landing on the cover of Madden 24. How much of that emphasizes, Damian, that it's important for him and that Bills team to find a way to get to the AFC Championship game and get to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, they've been knocking at the door, it seems like, forever. We've been talking about Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills now, I think for three seasons. They've been close, but they've been knocking on the door, but they just haven't been able to break through it yet. And so I think Josh Allen kind of evaluated his game. And a lot of people have been talking about the fact that he's been kind of, as great as Josh Allen is, and I'm a great admirer of Josh Allen and his playmaking ability, both with his arm and his legs, that he, has a propensity to turn the ball over. He's one of those, leads the league in that category since coming into the National Football League. So I think for him, correcting that aspect of his game can elevate his game to a whole different level.
Talking to two-time Super Bowl champ Damian Woody on Greeny. And Damian, staying in that division, your team, the New England Patriots, is bringing in DeAndre Hopkins for a visit. What would that mean for that offense and specifically for Mac Jones if they were to land D-Hop?
Yeah, man. Listen, I just think that when I look at the Patriots, who's the guy that scares you? Who's the guy that scares you on the offensive side of the ball?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody that scares you. Now, Ramondre Stevenson, the running back, he's a really good running back. But let's just be honest. Nobody on the perimeter scares you. And listen, DeAndre Hopkins is not a guy that's going – he's not a burner. He's not going to run by you. But the one thing that D-Hop is, he's great at 50-50 balls, and he's going to catch anything that's in the vicinity of him. They need guys that's going to help Mac Jones out this year.
Damian, I need you to help me out because I have a big problem.
Yes, he does.
So my parents have been up here visiting with me and my wife for the last 2 weeks. Now, this wasn't for leisure or vacation. My dad had a surgical procedure, had to be done up here. So they just went back home to Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, my mom is having her retirement party this weekend on Saturday. So my wife and I are flying out this afternoon to Charlotte to join them. My question to you is this. How much time is too much time with your in-laws? Because my wife has been subjected to my parents for the last 2.5 weeks. Her and my dad are cool. Her and my mom, not necessarily eye to eye. So I'm asking you, how much time is too much time with your in-laws? And as a husband, how do I smooth things over with my wife and my mama spending so much time around each other?
Now, that's a great question, Chris. It's a great question. Now, here's what I'm going to say. Now, I can't speak for everybody,
right. But
see, I love my in-laws. Like, my mother-in-law is like my mom. I lost my mom back in 2012, and I look at my mother-in-law as my mother. She is just phenomenal, and actually, she's in my house right now. Like, she's here with us right now. So, like, I love my mother-in-law, but that's not the case for everybody. 2.5 weeks? Bruh,
wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. So you might have to, bruh, you're going to have to do something from your wife because she's going to cash in those chips for having the in-laws in town for that period of time. You, my friend, are in trouble.
Damian, you're supposed to help him. You're not helping his cause here.
No, I'm being real. Hey, Freddie, I'm being real, bro. Like 2.5 weeks? Dog, that's a long time, bro.
Yeah. Put it this way. In the words of the great Ray Charles, for Chris, you better keep her. I think it's cheaper.
Yes, sir.
Always appreciate you, Damian McHugh. The great work, brother. And thanks for the advice.
Thanks for nothing, Damian. Exactly. Thanks for nothing.
Man, my bad, Chris, man. My bad. I'm just trying to keep it real, bro.
He kept
Y'all
it real.
Be easy, man.
You too. Be easy, Damian Woody. Two-time Super Bowl champion, ESPN NFL analyst at Damian Woody. Real quick, what are you going to do now you got that advice?
I have no idea. That's why I asked Damian. I had no idea. Both of y'all are no help. The OG, the big fella, y'all can't do nothing for me. I'm asking y'all, what should I do?
You know why?
How do I come out as a winner in this situation?
You know why we can't help you? Because we're not in that situation. So for us to speak on that, we may want to give you the wrong advice. And then you really go from a molehill situation. That's probably why we're saying.
Well, first of all, this is not a molehill. This is not a molehill.
It's a mountain.
No, this is a mountain.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep this from being K2 on Mount Everest.
Yes, yes.
Like it's
very
a mountain.
So. Yes.
But I'm just trying to keep this like Appalachia Blue Ridge.
Yes.
I'm trying to prevent it from being the Himalayas.
Send all your prayers to at Chris Canty 99 because you could definitely appreciate them right now handling this.
Forget about your prayers. Send me some calls. Somebody give me some advice on what I should do to smooth this out between my mom and my wife.
Right. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Play marriage counselor.
Forget about thoughts and prayers. I need some help.
He is caught between two women and he does not want to be a fool. 888-729-3776.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Greeny, the podcast.
Live from Bristol, me, Freddie Coleman, and Chris Canty, live from the Seaport. It is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speaker, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Chris Canty needs your help.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Before we get to the calls, because I know a lot of people are weighing in trying to help your boy out.
Yeah.
OG, we got to tackle something.
What's that?
Because Philip on Twitter just got me to the whole happy wife, happy life thing. Mama will get over it.
Yeah.
And while I tend to agree, here's the problem with this weekend. My mom is having her retirement party. Now, for those of you that don't know, my mom is a preacher. She's been preaching longer than I've been alive. There is no way that I could not go to the retirement party.
Absolutely.
And so if I'm going to the retirement party, guess who else has to come? My wife has to come to the retirement party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's already spent 2 weeks with my family because they've been in town for my dad.
Uh-huh.
So now it's going to be 2.5 weeks.
Right.
How is there a way to make my wife happy in that situation? There isn't.
So I need
more help or better advice than just the whole adage of happy wife, happy life.
Because you need to be the ultimate in the word compromise when it comes to a situation like this. I could give you advice, but I'm not in that situation. I'll have the callers do it at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Trotsky in Alabama. Help out Chris Canty with mom and his wife.
Okay, Chris, I got it for you. It's a two-step process now. You say you're going back to Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
I just want to get that. Okay, first things first, you got to go to the best spa in Charlotte and get a VIP treatment for the mother and the wife and just give them, like, the VIP, you know, the facial, manicure, pedicure, all that stuff. That's number one. And number two, after all that's done, get your wife alone, and you take her out to the best restaurant in Charlotte that you can think of. And that way you're killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
But there's not time for that, though. That is great advice, but we don't have time for that. We're literally flying in this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have dinner at the house and watch the NBA Finals game. Tomorrow is the retirement party, and this thing is going to start early afternoon and go until, and then there's church on Sunday morning, then we flying out.
Okay.
So there's no time for the spa day. There's no time for the dinner with just me and the wife. There's
right.
just no time for all of those things. So good idea, conceptually.
Right.
I just don't have the ability to execute.
Okay. What you need is an extra day, which you really don't want to have.
No. And here's the thing. I don't want to make it seem like I don't want, like, it's just an extra day.
Sure.
But it's another day that my wife has to be around her in-laws.
Right.
And specifically my mom. Like, that's a lot.
Why don't they get along?
I don't know. I'm not going to say they don't get along. It's just like there's this. You know what it is? I'm the youngest of three boys.
Okay.
And so there's that part that I'm always my mom's little boy.
Right.
And yet I'm somebody's whole husband now.
True.
So there's like a territorial dispute right now between them.
Okay.
I think that's more of what it is. It's not that they don't like each other. It's just there's
right.
a little bit of a territorial dispute. Like
Got
at
it.
Thanksgiving, wife was making the Thanksgiving meal, her first Thanksgiving as Mrs. Canty,
mm-hmm.
and then mom is just parachuting
Ooh.
In with a turkey.
Ooh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, territorial dispute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily that they don't get along,
yeah.
but there's that battle for territory.
And when food gets involved with sisters,
and but all I'm simply
cover.
Saying is being around your in-laws for 2.5 weeks is a lot.
Yes, it Whether is.
Whether you get along with them or not.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there are too many grown people in the
if
house.
If I could give my wife a medal, I would. but I can't. So I'm trying to think of the next best thing.
You right. gave her flowers kind of yesterday.
I did give
you
her
did.
Flowers yesterday
yes,
as a preemptive strike because I know when I'm probably bringing her into this weekend.
In essence, it was a bribe.
No, it wasn't a bribe because she was going anyway, but
okay.
the flowers was to cushion the blow a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need something coming out of this weekend to right. make her feel better about it.
Jason in West Virginia, help out Chris Canty. Caught between a wife and his mom. What you got at 888-729-3776?
This is all going to be after this whole weekend. What you're going to want to do for your mom is you're going to get her a gift card to the best restaurant in Charlotte, 5-star buffet, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get her the best dinner possible. And for your wife, you're going to have to take her on at least a week-long trip to Bora Bora.
I like that game plan.
So do I.
Like, you know, no,
That's
no,
good.
No. I like. You know why I like that game
That's
plan?
That's good.
You know why I like that game plan?
Why?
Because it allows both the ladies in my life to feel seen.
That's right.
It allows them to both feel seen in ways that they feel loved.
Okay.
Making sure you're taking care of mom. Get her a gift card to a nice restaurant.
Yep.
That means that she ain't got to cook for my dad or my mm-hmm. brothers. Like, that's nice for that. And then the wife loves to travel. Mel loves
she
to
does.
Travel. She all about the stamps on the passport.
Okay.
So we can schedule a trip, July, August, something like that. Got the anniversary coming up. So that might be what I do. Like,
okay.
just go all out for our anniversary trip this year.
Okay.
Early August, take her to a really, really nice place
yeah.
and go from there. And that kind of be a mea culpa of sorts.
Okay. One last one from Ron in Florida. Ron, what you got to help out Chris Canty, who can't side with one over the other between his wife and his mom?
Chris, man, you're in a deep one there, buddy. But I feel
yes.
for you. I do feel for you. I'm in the same boat myself. My dad passed a couple years ago, and my mom moved in with my wife and I. And a couple things are going to have to happen here. After this weekend, you're going to have to pamper your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wherever she wants to go for dinner, whatever she wants to do, I'm in. I'm in, honey. I'm in.
Got it.
Well, I got an issue, though, with my life. Well, I got to go out for like 10 days for business, and my mom can't be left alone. So guess who has to watch her?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So what I'm doing now, when I get back, we're from Western New York area. I'm sending my wife up to Niagara Falls to visit her family for like 10 to 15 days.
Nice.
Just her.
Yes.
Just go visit your family. Decompress.
Nice. That's a veteran move. That is sound counsel from Ron. Florida man came through for me. I appreciate you, Ron. Yeah. That's big time right there. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
It is. It's a really
good
idea.
You know what? And I'm sitting here thinking about this now.
Mm-hmm.
OG, we are supposed to be going to Chicago because she's going to the Beyonce concert with her best friend. Uh-huh. So maybe that might be a situation where I upgrade the Beyonce tickets and go from a regular concert ticket to the VIP tickets.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's something in there with that where I could do something for that.
Yes.
You know, because I'm not going to the concert. I'm just going to Chicago just to be there with the family. But she's going with her best friend. Maybe that's a part of how I make up for the last 2.5 weeks, too.
Because the life you save and the marriage you save will be your own as far as that goes.
No doubt. There is no doubt. Ain't no might about it. Yeah. It will be me that I save in this marriage. It will be me.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
And we bring in Big Bubba here on with Canty and Freddie Coleman on Green and ESPN Radio. Bubba, help us out with who you got.
All right, who you got brought to you by Granger. And let's get the official pick for tonight, 8:30 Eastern, ABC, ESPN Radio, Nuggets at Heat. And this one's Denver -3.5. Who you got here for the official pick?
I'm going to go with the Miami Heat. Okay. How could you not go with the Miami Heat? Jimmy Butler essentially gave you the game 4 guarantee. Like, when playoff Jimmy says, we will get a win on our home court, I'm going to believe in Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
When tied or trailing in a series during the postseason, the Miami Heat are 4-1. Now, they don't necessarily deal with prosperity the best, even though they're in the NBA Finals. They got a 500 record when leading in a series in those games. But the Miami Heat tonight, up against it, got to get this one before a series gets back to Denver. They get it done, and I'm predicting a classic Jimmy Butler performance. I'm talking 35-plus points. I'm talking lockdown defense on Jamal Murray.
Okay.
He's got to have that kind of game because guess what? If he doesn't, this thing going to be wrapped up by the end of this weekend.
And I think it's going to be wrapped up by the end of this weekend. I got the Denver Nuggets winning it tonight. Believe me. I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong because I want to see a long series. I want to see a series go 6 or 7 games. But bigs on littles, and littles got to make 3-point shots, Chris. I'm not banking on that. They'll make a little bit more in game 4, but that may not be enough to try to avoid elimination in game 5. I got the Denver Nuggets winning that tonight. KOD is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Monday was National Start Over Day, so let's just say you had to start a new life for whatever reason. Maybe you're running from the law. I don't know.
Maybe running
but
from
you
the
can,
law.
But you can take your family with you. Where are you going to go? Who you got? Where are you starting over?
I tell you, if I'm doing that, I'm taking my family to Puerto Rico. That's where I spent my honeymoon with my wife, Denise. If I got a chance, take my mom and my dad, my daughter, and Denise. That's where I'm taking the start over, Puerto Rico.
Interesting. Puerto Rico. I think I'm going to go somewhere in Europe. I'm going to go Europe. I'm going to go O.C. Umanyora with him, my former teammate from the Giants who lives in London right now. It'll be London or Paris. I'm going to go with one of those two series. My wife lived in Paris for a time when she was working for L'Oreal, so I'm going to probably lead toward Paris or London.
Okay.
Yeah, to start over. Yeah. Yeah, international cities, though, for sure.
Who you got brought to you by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. At a recent press conference, Andy Reid gave a full breakdown of the White House buffet they had when they visited. Who you got as your ideal White House buffet if you guys went 1 minute?
First of all, I did go to the White House, and there wasn't no damn buffet. They had a table with cookies and water.
Oh, no.
We didn't have nothing else.
Oh, no.
I was disappointed. Now, listen, I got a chance to see Barack Obama and chop it up with him and Michelle.
Okay.
Like, that was always cool. You know, I ain't going to never poo-poo that. But I was hot that there wasn't something better for me at the buffet at the White House. They basically had a table with a white cloth napkin, a white tablecloth, and cookies with water.
What kind of cookies?
Cookies and what? Well, it was an assortment of cookies, but who cares?
That's nice.
Who cares? Like, it's like, y'all can't do better than some cookies?
You got the attaboy.
We won the Super Bowl. We giving you a jersey. You can't do better than some damn cookies? I mean, we ain't even had no milk to go with the cookies. They gave us water. What the hell is going on? Andy Reid gets a buffet. We get some damn cookies.
Fitz and Harry next. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.